In politics, the election is 1 week from tomorrow, and it still has not broken for either candidate. Polls are confusing and ambiguous, at least to the amateurs like myself. But Slate's Will Salatin has been writing the magazine's daily election scorecard, which tries to assess how the election would go on any particular day. Will's back with us for Monday analysis. Welcome, Will. And yesterday's column found President Bush with 271 electoral votes, one more than he'd need to win. Is Monday looking the same?
Yeah, you know, if you had asked me 3 days ago, Alex, I would have said Wisconsin is going to decide this election. That was the state that we flipped from Kerry to Bush that gave the president re-election in our calculus. Then, a couple of days ago, I would have told you that Florida was the big state because Kerry was gaining votes and that was going to finish off Bush. Now things are just unbelievably confusing because all of us smart folks who analyze elections thought we had a nice simple list of states that were in play. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Colorado, a state that never looked like it was in play, although Kerry was campaigning there, we got a poll out showing Kerry in the lead in Colorado. I can't believe that. But even crazier, Arkansas is now in play. Everyone thought that Arkansas was going to Bush, and now that seems to be very close. And of all things, Hawaii, nobody was looking at Hawaii. And suddenly we have two polls out that show the president narrowly leading in Hawaii, a state that Al Gore just ran away with in 2000. So it's just crazy, and there are more variables than you can imagine.
Senator Kerry went to church in Florida yesterday at an African-American church. This is an important voter group for him. But are you saying there are some concerns about how the African-American vote is going to go for Democrats?
Yeah, there definitely are concerns. 4 years ago, the last polls before the election showed that President then Governor Bush was going to get about 9% of the African-American vote. He actually came in slightly shy of that. But this year, 4 years later, we have polls showing that Bush is headed for 18% of the black vote. Now, Democrats cannot afford that. They count on having a near unanimous black vote. And so they are out there in the hustings now trying to stir up energy and remind black folks why they have voted Democratic traditionally over all these years. The other thing to remember here is that there are a lot of conservative social issues where blacks who are in black churches are generally more conservative than a lot of white folks who tend to be more secular. And so that issue of like gay marriages, that sort of thing, that is really playing well for the president in black areas.
Let me ask you about a statement that came to light last week. This from Pat Robertson, the conservative Christian leader and televangelist, who says before the war in Iraq, he warned President Bush about the dangers of going in there, and the president dismissed his warnings.
Yeah, now the Kerry campaign jumped on this because they figured, look, either Bush has to confirm that he said this to Robertson, which is going to show that Bush has no comprehension of the reality that he was facing when he went to war, or Bush is going to have to say that Robertson isn't telling the truth and that that will depress turnout among conservative Christians. What actually happened was that the Bush campaign said it, that this comment never happened, and then the Kerry campaign tried to use that. The funny thing about it is, I believe the Bush campaign. I believe that the president never said there will be no casualties. It was just that would be an absurd thing to say. But I think that the gist of the conversation Robertson has described accurately, and you know that's something that the Bush campaign hasn't denied. What Robertson says is that in this conversation, he said Bush was, quote, the most self-assured man I ever met in my life. I find this a very damning statement about President Bush. Well, not because of what Robertson says that Bush said about Iraq, which I don't believe, but because of what the president seems to believe about himself, that he is almost infallible.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box and Election Scorecard columns for Slate. He's a very busy man. Will, back to work.
Thanks, Alex.